listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Over the past couple of months, you may have heard me share my testimony on how Jesus changed my life and turned me into a new person. As we celebrate Jesus' victory over death this Easter Sunday, I thought I'd share this with you. It's been 8 years since my last drinking episode and 8 years since my last blackout. The road has not always been easy and has not always been without a complaint or two. I thought at times that some days were never going to end, but just then, God gave me days that I never wanted to end. Psalm 16:11, verse B, King David writes, "In his presence is everlasting joy." And how true that is. As I look ahead to more of what God has planned for me, I can't contain my excitement. You can hear it in my tears right now. As we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, I'm reminded of God's promise in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19, where Paul writes, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Just as God rose Jesus from the dead, God has given us a new life in Jesus, as a husband to my wife, as a father to my son, as a responsible member of my community, who is sealed by the blood of Jesus that he shed for me for everlasting life in heaven with him." God tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made, resulting in salvation. Don't let another minute go by without the rebirth God promises through accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Pirates Cove Resort is a perfect place for business or pleasure, for families or fishermen, for resting and exploring. Our family-owned and operated hotel offers 50 rooms, all with high-speed internet access, with rooms overlooking the Manatee Pocket or our pool. With an outstanding full-service marina and a fun gift shop, Pirates Cove Resort and Marina offers something for everyone. For more information, we can be reached at 772-287-2500 or online at piratescoveresort.com.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 and serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
Distractions crowding out the joy in my life. One more mistake, and it feels like I'm all alone and losing the fight. But when I turn to you, although I don't know what to say, I'm gonna give the very best I have, my surrender, my praise, all of me to all of you. Lord, I give you everything, nothing less will do. And you lift me up and carry me through, all of me to all of you. Forever I have been searching, looking for a place to belong. We all get lost when trying to find a way just to look strong. But now that I can see right through this pride, I've nothing left worth holding back and nothing left to hide. Oh, all of me to
to all of you, Lord. I give you everything, nothing less will do. And you lift me up and carry me through all of me to all. Joy and drown the tears of sorrow. You
darkness must flee. The darkness must flee from the living Word. His light now shines. The darkness must flee. Yeshua is the light of the world. He came to the world. This must flee, founding the darkness. His Word is the light, a lamp for our feet. He came to the world, confounding the darkness. His Word is the light, a lamp for our feet. His light now shines, the darkness must flee. The darkness must flee from the living Word. His light now shines, the darkness must flee. Yeshua is the light of the world. Yeshua is the light that drives out the darkness. The darkness must flee from the presence of Hashem. Yeshua is the light that drives out the darkness. The darkness must flee from the presence of Hashem. His light now shines, the darkness must flee. The darkness must flee from the living Word. His light now shines, the darkness must flee. Yeshua is the light of the world.
Though the eye of sinful thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Trinity, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Rejected, the Son of God, sentenced to death. He suffered at the hands of sinners.